I'm going to walk you through what Safe Routes to School is. Then we'll talk about Chicago and how does it work, you know, in a place like
this
Chicago.
This is Melody Geraci. She's with the Active Transportation Alliance, a Chicago group that promotes walking and biking. For Geraci, there's plain Jane walking to school, where you toss your kid a lunch bucket and then wave goodbye. And there's organized walking. In some parts of Chicago and other big cities, parents don't trust the plain Jane kind.
Well, when we ask parents, you know, why does your child not walk or bike to school? A lot of people will say distance. It's too far. That's not the case here in Chicago. Most kids live close enough to their neighborhood school to be able to get there by foot, right? But then they say traffic. People are driving crazy, streets are hard to cross, not enough crossing guards, all that stuff.
Geraci says organized school walking is a remedy. Put kids together and put adults in the mix.
And there's this phenomenon called safety in numbers. So if you have 15 people waiting to cross an intersection at a light, right, they're much easier to see than just one person who's out there trying to navigate it all by themselves and nobody's seen what's happened.
Geraci says this safety in numbers idea goes a long way in fighting traffic problems. It can also work on fear over gangs or abduction.
When fewer people are outside, walking places, biking places, just being out in their environment, what happens? Things happen. Crime, you know, there are fewer people watching.
Geraci's message resonates with Carmen Scott Boria. Scott Boria says walking to school is part of the solution to childhood obesity. But she hesitated at first because of her experience as a kid.
The same time that I walked to school, that was also a prime gang recruiting time after school. So, you know, I definitely was intrigued by the gangs and got involved with gangs because I walked to school.
Scott Boria says she's not trying to scare parents. She just wants them to know what they're up against and how organized they need to be. To get an idea of what organized school walking can look like, I head to one of Chicago's elementary schools. Victoria Arredondo and Remedios Salinas are near the school's back entrance. They run a walking school bus. Every day, Arredondo and Salinas walk kids on a fixed route between school and home. It's like a bus with no wheels and no air pollution. Arredondo says she gets plenty out of it.
When I'm walking, I feel famous. People greet me, the neighbors, the businesses, because they see us with the children and they want to greet us.
Arredondo appreciates the recognition because every once in a while, it's clear how important her volunteer work is.
We have a problem with gangs. A young lady got caught in the crossfire last year. Since then, the violence has settled down. It's sad because after the loss, people want to help.
Her partner, Salinas, says that doesn't last long.
Sometimes people sign up, but they don't continue after a month. They just stop doing it.
Salinas and Arredondo say their walking school bus makes everyone feel safer and fewer cars clog up the street near school. That translates into cleaner air and more exercise for kids. That's a community asset they're glad to protect. They just wish more parents would get on board. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.